City of Cull GAA will bring great dividends to the city, but we want to make sure and maximising any opportunities there is for entrepreneurs across the North West, that they have the capacity, they have the skills to be challenged and making a bid for these. And that's why I was pushing them hard on the procurement training workshop previously, and this will be confirmed now for late February, maybe early March. But also looking at small business research initiative, and that's giving low interest loans to small companies as well. And it's great the collaboration that's taking place with Derry City Council to have the impact on the ground that can make a meaningful effort to try and sustain long-term some of these smaller businesses.
There have been concerns expressed certainly in Donegal that rules and regulations are making it very difficult for smaller companies to tender for these major contracts. Is that a problem in Derry as well?
Clearly so, and it is the case. The bureaucracy coming down, even in terms of PEACE4 monies, is enormous, and I have been challenging the finance minister within Stormont to try and reduce that paper, the chase of paperwork. But it's also important that small, medium or big contracts, that people locally have an opportunity. It's very difficult for small businesses all the time, maybe working themselves, not administering or managing, that they have the capacity and skill base that possibly isn't there. And I think these training workshops is all about helping people meet that application. And I think it all goes well for the future, because there will be a turn taken in the City of Culture. There will be a huge dividend coming to the North West as a region, but people have to be in a position to be able to challenge them as well.